Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Steve Lippman, who's the founder of Lippman Insurance Group, and we'll be talking about fixed indexed annuities. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, so I want to get started off. I know last time we talked about some concepts, and this is a new topic that we're wanting to really drill in deep because I know that a lot of people have some confusion surrounding many financial instruments, but especially annuities. So first of all, just kind of define for us what is an annuity and how is a fixed index annuity something that someone should consider?
Well, an annuity is an insurance company product. It has certain advantages, certain features, tax deferral, and there are different types of annuities, and there are variable annuities, there are fixed annuities, and my favorite is fixed indexed annuities.
Now, obviously, so when I hear insurance, I hear, I feel like, okay, good, safety is a aspect of an annuity that that people might need to realize. So talk a little bit about safety and then let's roll right into, I know you said there's different types, variable, and that to me goes, whoa, hold on. I don't know about variable because when I think of variable in the stock market, I think of risk and volatility. But if it's variable within an annuity, maybe there's still some safety there. But talk now about the benefit of fixed, because now you've got two layers of protection there. It's fixed returns and it's within issued by an insurance company. So we've got a couple layers of protection there, right?
Yes. Fixed index annuities are a fantastic instrument, in my opinion. They provide guarantees and they provide a floor. There is less upside potential, but there is no downside risk. And that is the key. As we get older, we can afford less downside risk because a stock market correction, when one is getting into their 60s and 70s, is much more difficult to recover from because of your age and fewer years left in your retirement. So a fixed indexed annuity completely eliminates that downside risk. When you deposit money into a fixed indexed annuity, it can never be less than that. And whatever the balance grows to, whatever the account value grows to, it's locked in and it can never go down from there. So unlike the stock market in general, which most people are familiar with, whether it be stocks or mutual funds, if the stock market goes down, then your balance and your stocks and mutual funds is going to go down as well. That's not the case with indexed annuities.
Now, you mentioned there's less upside, which means maybe you could see some of your friends or hear some of your friends go, well, hey, I got returns of X in this sort of product. So you might not have such a massive upside because there is that guarantee. And in my opinion, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't care what age you are. Guarantee is essential. But maybe if you're in your 20s, you can take a little bit of volatility. But when you're looking at annuities, I will take a guarantee over possible upside anytime. So I think that is such a key point that people need to realize because, yes, there might be a little less upside, but here's the rate of return. It is fixed. It is guaranteed, and you can rest easy at night.
Yes. The stock market, which goes way back into the 1920s when the Great Depression occurred, has been measured essentially since then. And over long periods of time, the stock market has performed very well. But when you have fewer years, again, there is the risk. If you're talking about just a few years of market correction, as it's called, and not having enough years left in your life or your retirement years for it to recover. So fixed indexed annuities do have a floor, as I mentioned earlier, but there is a cap typically. Mm-hmm. So the upside is restricted in some fashion. There's a couple of different ways. A cap is the most common way. But the caps have worked their way up to a nice level with the increase in interest rates, where the cap on your return in the stock market index, which typically is the Standard & Poor's 500 index, the cap, depending on the insurance company, is up there in the 7, 8, 9, even 10% range.
And okay.
Historically, the return in the stock market is in the 7, 8% area. So the caps have worked their way up above the historical return of the stock market itself. So they have become particularly attractive in this
Yeah, that's a really good point to bring up, because I know we don't want to talk about what kind of rate of return in fixed annuities, because, you know, you can hear this on one day and the rate of return is X, and then 6 months later, it's going to be different. So we don't care about the numbers, really. We want to talk about it's fixed, it's guaranteed, there's, you know, no risk of losing your money. But that cap is an interesting explanation you just gave, because if the cap gives you a little bit of breathing room to go, well, hey, you could go as high as X, it's going to cap here. Well, that still gives a lot of runway. It made me wonder about another question. When someone is talking with you and you're putting them or recommending a fixed index annuity, does the client know the rate, whatever the rate is, but do they know what the rate is at the time of going in, to where it's like, you're going to get X in interest rate, or do you have to wait till end of the year to see where things, you know, ended up?
Yes, the cap is established at the beginning of each year that you own the annuity contract. So at the outset, it is designated as a certain number, and then it's guaranteed to stay at that cap for 1 year. And the cap can be modified at your one-year policy anniversary. It's important to choose an insurance company that has a history of maintaining the cap at or close to the level that it was the prior year, because the insurance company, it is important for the customer to know, does have the right to lower the cap. It could be 9%, and they could lower it to 7% if they want. But if you can choose the right insurance company, and your caps are likely to remain more stable over time.
Yes, stable, guaranteed. I love that. Can you compare, like I think of when people think about where are the safest places to put my money, this product is very, very safe. What are the returns compared to like a traditional CD? Are you going to find that these are, you know, again, not mentioning rates because those are going to change, but are annuities, fixed index annuities, typically going to give better returns than a CD, or about the same, or how does that look?
Annuities in general have a number of key advantages compared to something like a CD, which is a bank product. Mm-hmm. One of them is tax deferral. One of them is higher rates, typically 1.5 to 3% higher return than you would get in your bank CD. Another advantage of annuities in general is the ability to bypass probate at death. Hmm. Probate are the fees, or the fees attorneys collect when your estate is settled. So dying with an annuity is a more favorable thing than dying with a CD. And the final advantage of annuities in general that CDs don't have is protection from creditors. Hmm. So you have an instrument that is growing tax deferred, which a CD doesn't offer at a higher rate typically than a CD, with protection from creditors and the ability to bypass probate at death.
Those are some really interesting benefits that I think people typically, like I've talked to a lot of people about annuities and I've never heard those before. That's really powerful, with some extra protection levels and things like that. So that's really, really excellent. And of course, you know, those are some great upsides. Are there any potential downsides for an annuity?
The negatives to annuities, which I discuss with all of my clients, would be there are surrender charges.
Okay.
And that is the number one objection that people have to a fixed indexed annuity, is tying up a lump sum of their money for a period of time when they would pay a penalty if they removed all of the money at once. There are 10% per year free withdrawal features built into nearly all fixed indexed annuities. But I make it very clear to people that if you want your $500,000 and whatever it's grown to back at any point in time during the surrender charge period, you are going to pay a surrender charge penalty. So one has to understand that up front and choose a chunk of money that they're repositioning from their existing assets that they're comfortable with not being able to get it all back without penalty during the first 5 years or 7 years or even 10 years. The surrender charge periods are typically 5, 7, or 10 years.
So that's something good to keep in mind in planning, because you'd never want to put all your eggs in one basket. So you would never put your entire, you know, retirement fund into an annuity. But those are some of the things to keep in mind. And I know that one of the drawbacks of a CD is, well, you lock it up for a year or two or three, whatever. Well, these are the surrender charges in an annuity that could be longer period of time. But as long as you know that that's what it is and that fits within when you most probably would need the funds, then that those other protection features come in. So if there was a surrender charge, so if someone was within that 5 to 10 year period, they need it in year three, let's say, if you accessed it, you're going to pay a surrender charge, but also wouldn't that trigger potential tax implication because you're pulling money out of an annuity?
Yes. When you take money out of an annuity, that is non-qualified, meaning it's money that was not in an IRA or a 401k that you're moving into an annuity, that's referred to as non-qualified money. That money, the principal that you're putting in, it has been taxed already. So when it goes, the gains that you get have not been taxed. So when you go to take money out of an annuity, you're going to pay tax on the gains, which comes out first until you get to the level of the principal that you first deposited, and then it becomes tax-free withdrawals.
Yep. So like with most things, we're talking about some of these layers of, you know, kind of like if this, then that. If you're this age and you need money in this period of time, then you should consider XYZ. Well, some of these things we're talking about with some of the surrender charges or potential tax, you know, you can't just Google that and go, oh, then I need, here it is. And then even if it's an annuity, is it the right kind of annuity? Is it the right insurance company that it's associated with? So all of that ties into working with someone like yourself that can guide the process, ask the right questions, make sure that it's the right decision. So I think that's so important that people need to realize, because yeah, there's some things that we can just go out online and go click, you know, set up, thank you. But these are things that start really getting into strategically structuring them to make sure you're getting the most benefit. And I know that you had mentioned a couple times tax advantages. Are there any additional tax advantages that you haven't mentioned that would be good to know?
Tax deferral is the key here. If anybody reads up on tax deferral, it's a tremendous benefit, because think about it. When you have something like a CD, and let's say you earn $1,000 interest, that's taxable income. So you would pay tax on that $1,000 you earned. And so you'd be starting off the next year with the amount of money you put in, plus whatever is left after you pay taxes on your gain. So if that happens every year where you are paying taxes on the gain, when you get to the end of the period of time that you're measuring, you're going to have less money than if the taxes are deferred over 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 years. So tax deferral results in more money at the end of a period of time than you're measuring than if you don't have tax deferral. So that would be the key tax advantage of any sort of annuity.
And if you're putting taxes off down into the future, then you would want to make sure that that is the right plan for your tax bracket, because maybe that's a good thing, because if you're pushing them on down the road and then you're at a certain tax bracket where maybe you're retired and you're not earning the bigger money you were, that could work to your advantage to go, okay, that's a good thing. I've got my growth throughout these years and now I'm putting the taxes off till down the road. So that could work in someone's benefit too, potentially.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Mike. It's a couple other things that it's important to understand about indexed annuities is that insurance companies a number of years ago found that some insurance agents without scruples were asking people for too much of their money and selling indexed annuities to the wrong people. So insurance companies have put in a very thick layer of suitability measurement. So they took this very seriously, the insurance companies, to make sure that insurance agents were selling annuities to the right people and not, as you mentioned earlier, Mike, saying, okay, you've got $2 million. Give me 1.75 of that $2 million for this indexed annuity. It's going to do great for you. Well, that would be not a suitable approach. You never want to put all of your eggs in one basket, nor would you ever want to tie up almost all of somebody's money and remove that liquidity.
And wouldn't you also want to have the factor of age? So for instance, maybe you wouldn't want to recommend an annuity for a 21-year-old who just got their first job. So whether that's the case or not, but I think that layering in some of the access to the funds, maybe you have a certain percentage that is in an annuity where it's the surrender is, you know, maybe the 10 years, and maybe there's maybe potentially another annuity where there's a shorter surrender so that you can be accessing your money at certain ages. But again, that all ties to what are your goals? What is the age? What is your risk tolerance? So what is the type of investor that's best suited for an annuity when you're working with your clients?
Yes, typically this is a product for people who are approaching retirement or are retired. So generally speaking, I don't discuss indexed annuities with people under 60 years old. Okay. So it would be in your 60s and 70s. So I would say that would be the prospect. It would also be a prospect who has a fair or considerable amount of assets. Again, if somebody has $250,000 or $100,000 and that's their entire net worth, that is not a prospect. This is somebody who has retirement savings and has some of it maybe in a stock brokerage account, some of it liquid in the bank, but maybe too much in the stock brokerage account. And that's the people that I try to identify who have gotten, let's say, to age 70, and they still have 90% of their money exposed to stock market volatility. What am I trying to say there? Volatility.
Yep, volatility. Yeah, it's too risky.
Volatility. Thank you.
Ups and downs. Yep.
And so I would explain to that person, hey, you're 70 years old. You can't recover from a stock market correction. So taking a portion of that money and putting it into an index annuity would be a smart move.
And when you have that conversation with that person in that scenario, which I'm sure is very common, you're not making things up that is so obscure and could never happen when you say, sir or ma'am, you've got a large percentage of your money in the stock market. And as you know, things can get volatile and it can go up and down. And doesn't it kind of make your gut wrench when you hear the news or look at the report or look at your quarterly statement and it's up, down, and all around? Wouldn't it make you feel better to just have that money locked into a nice fixed guarantee? So again, it's not like you're trying to scare people into something. It's like, look, I'm trying to protect you from that volatility. And, you know, to your point, all the way through this conversation, it's been, if it makes sense for someone, if it's only the right time, not every dime of your retirement into this product, but this is a good product to consider. So Steve, I think this is such a great timely conversation. for a good savings vehicle for the time that we live in here. Any final thoughts that you would have on annuities?
No, but you hit the nail on the head as far as the conversations I'm having with people now. The past year has not been a great one in the stock market. I know personally, I am still working full-time for many years, so I personally do not have an index annuity for myself quite yet. But I know that in my exposed to the stock market personal money, I've lost a good 30%.
Wow.
Fortunately, I plan on working for another 15, 20 years. And so essentially that is not something that's a major concern of mine. The press, the experts are talking about a possible recession in 2023. So the timing for the person, again, who is approaching retirement or retired, and the timing might be perfect now for an indexed annuity to complement their other investments.
And to find out, have you give a good objective opinion, maybe a second opinion? What's the best ways that someone can learn more and then reach out and connect with you, Steve?
Well, please call me at 561-289-5721. Or you can email me at stevenalitman@gmail.com. That's StevenAlip, as in policy, MAN @gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming back on. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.